Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Listen, the last time we talked about people who ruin surprises, it probably was uncomfortable because moron head from Moronville ruined a show that I was trying to watch.
That's mayor of Moronville to you.
That was one of my favorite moments that's ever happened.
Yeah. I forget. We just looked it up. What was the name of that show? The
Unknown Number.
Yeah.
The High School Catfish.
If you haven't watched the show, may I be the spoiler? It was the mom who did it.
Walk me back. It was like we were trying to get you to avoid finding out and stuff. And then...
And everyone... Tiak wasn't watching it, so right. He didn't know.
He like Googled it and then
somebody said it. I left the room. Okay?
You left the room.
Right. So okay. I leave the room
sure. So
you guys can talk about the show. And TX like, I'm never going to watch it. So he just heard it and no one blew it. Right? No one.
Yeah. Right.
And then as TX does, he wants everything to come full circle in comedy. Right?
Yes.
So later on, he's going to go like, and that's what she said. So
yes.
Like, an hour later, talking about something else, mm-hmm. he goes, it was the mom who did it. And then everyone in the room goes silent. And I'm like, he's spoiling the show. He's ruining.
Because I didn't move. You had left. And so
right?
I was in the same place as the first time I said it. So it didn't register that the situation.
You were ruining a show that I was trying to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. And then the whole time I'm like, well, I know who did it. So this is what we want from you guys. We'd like you to call and talk about the time someone ruined a surprise for you or you ruined a surprise for others, like this cruise ship. This is all over the news right now.
Way worse than mine.
Not way worse.
Okay.
Has anybody seen the video or whatever?
Yes. No, I haven't.
So he was planning on proposing to his girl on a cruise.
Yes.
Told the cruise, like, when this happens, let's make a big deal out of it, right?
Sure.
So they began to make the big deal before?
Yeah, they, like, did the, brought the dessert, how you do with, like, a birthday, whatever, with candle, whatever. And they bring it to her and they start singing like a happy engagement song. And she's just sitting there.
How does that exist?
Yeah. It's not a thing.
Happy engagement to you.
It might have been that. Been proposed to.
I think she probably thought you have the wrong person.
Oh. But either way, and so was the ring in the dessert or something?
No.
He just hadn't done it yet.
He just hadn't done it at all.
Maybe
he should
have
hurried up. And so he's sitting there like, what do I do?
Oh.
And so I think he panic proposed right then.
Nothing worse than a panic propose.
Yeah.
No, there are worse things than a panic propose.
Oh, it's just like the ring's back in the room.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
It could have been. I didn't watch it all the way through, but yeah.
But that's the rest of their lives, you guys. Mm-hmm.
You get one shot.
You do.
Yeah.
It was the mom. Mom did it.
There he goes again.
Aaron, what happened to you?
My 30th birthday there was a surprise party. And my boyfriend.
You ruined your own surprise, I think.
I did not.
Oh, I thought this was news to you guys. No, you knew she ruined it?
I didn't ruin it.
Sorry, you knew it was ruined?
What? I was there. I yelled surprise.
Well,
What?
It first
I'm going to say whatever you're going to say. I'm going to call BS on your ruin the surprise, but you go ahead.
There's two things. I did know about it because my best friend asked for your guys' numbers, and I was like, well, obviously something's going on.
Well, that's not very sly.
Yeah, well, maybe we're cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
no,
married.
And then my sister-in-law texts me the day before and is like, sorry, I can't make it to Punch Bowl Social tomorrow. Have so much fun.
She did not do that. Did.
Oh. Well, that infuriates me.
She said all the details of it.
What? So me and Slacker pop up. Surprise! And
I was bent down forever.
That's probably the reason for your...
Yeah, the sciatica and everything going wrong with me.
And you were just looking at us like, those idiots.
No, but the other thing is you do track the location of all of your friends.
And I saw my best friend's car outside in the front.
Oh, yeah, that's
so you ruined your own surprise. You
can't ruin it.
She already knew.
I knew the second it was created.
Whether it was a birthday, an engagement, a pregnancy, whatever, if someone's ruined the surprise, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
I am very lucky that my own proposal was not ruined. However,
oh boy.
Dane did, and Mom, I hope you're listening. Dane did call. I asked him long before, if you're going to propose, talk to both my parents. They're divorced. It's important to me. And so he talked to my dad, all good. He talked to my mom, all good. And then he said, I'll let you guys know when it's going to happen, because he asked them months prior. So he tells my dad, all good. He tells my mom, who has dinner with my sister a couple of days later.
No!
She told my sister.
No!
Who then, my best friend was flying to town, unbeknownst to me. And so my sister messages my best friend and says, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're going to be there this weekend. And my friend's like, yeah, haha, for her birthday. Cool. Yeah.
She didn't know either?
Didn't know?
No.
Oh my God.
And then my sister said, Mom says he got an emerald cut, and my best friend is losing her mind. She has no one to talk to about this. So it was supposed to be kind of a surprise for her, too. But she actually knew. All
good
thanks
on her
to my mom.
Just spoiling it, though.
It's always the sister.
It's some... Yes. Yeah. Mm.
No, it was technically my mom's fault.
Mm. Some people just... not some people. All people can't be trusted. No people... can.
Yeah, but I was also a little peeved. Like, when my sisters got engaged and I didn't know before... Hello? This is about me.
Yeah, but like, I've been at weddings. I remember a wedding I was at where somebody, it's that person we all know who's like always on the socials and blah, 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 and they're like, I'm at a wedding. You know what I'm talking about?
Well,
and they took a picture of the bride and groom and posted it.
My mom did that at the incident wedding. That's when it all went downhill.
Are you kidding?
Mm-mm.
That is the wedding that gives me nightmares. I just want you to know.
But it's like, you don't. If somebody's got news, you don't get to put it on your social until you know everyone on planet Earth knows it. You just don't.
So you don't think that you should ever post from a wedding until the bride and groom have?
Yeah, you don't post from a wedding that day unless they tell you you can. Hmm. You don't. If your daughter calls you and says, I'm pregnant, you don't go, gonna be a grandma. You don't get to do that.
Absolutely.
That's ruining their surprise. It's their, you tell your mom you're pregnant before you tell the world.
Right.
You just do.
Yeah.
You sometimes tell them way before 20 weeks, but then your mom's like, oh my God, I can't wait to see it. And you're like, what?
We had it happen when one of our children was born. I'm gonna be very, very careful how I say this, but we had sent some pictures to some close people and they got posted.
Are you kidding me?
Before you
posted.
We were in the hospital. We were still.
Oh my.
She was recovering. Gosh. Yeah. Oh yeah. It was a big talk. Big talk.
Was it? Did you have a big talk?
We had a big talk. Yeah.
All right.
Can't say much more. Yeah.
This is getting awkward in here. So now we want to hear your stories.
Can't believe the mom did it.
Not in Tina's case.
That is probably exactly who did it. No. All right. If you ruined a surprise or had a surprise ruined for you, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about people who have ruined the surprise. Mm-hmm. I do remember I had a surprise birthday party in the theme of Erin's ruining hers.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that these people ruined the surprise, but I just had two coworkers who were tasked with stalling me.
Sure.
And they were like, hey, man, let's go get a drink. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, we've never done that ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's when people are like, hey, why don't you show me some of your songs you've written? And you're just like, dude, you've shown zero interest in me your entire life. You just got a series of texts on your phone. And now it's Eric is going, hey, Slacks, why don't we, should we go maybe bowl or something?
And you're like, I would ask that, though.
You never have. And on my birthday, all of a sudden, you have an interest in bowling.
Don't ask me to stall. I would.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. That effectively ruined the surprise. You should have done something like go down and slash my tires. Mm. Do some other way of stalling
me. Much better to be violent.
Asking me, yes. Having somebody beat me up in the parking lot would have been better than what they did. So then I checked my cameras and I saw everybody in my backyard.
Oh.
Chris?
Yay.
Ruined the surprise. What happened?
Well, we were in Texas and my mother was in the hospital dying, and my daughter was waiting to get on the plane. And my mother passed away, and my sister's daughter put it on Facebook.
Yeah, nothing, no better time to go to Facebook than when your grandma's just died.
No, what is that?
Yeah, so my daughter was all upset because she's like, you didn't even tell me, and I found out.
She found out on social media.
Yeah,
I bet that happens a lot.
Media. I know, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Why is that anyone's inclination?
Quick, meta.com.
I need everyone to know.
And I don't even go on social media, so I was really upset and I was yelling. Got in a big fight with my sister and brother-in-law.
Yeah, that's really
tough. There's just no reason to do it. Thank you for the call, though.
Can I read a text that's a little funnier?
Yeah.
That's actually a lot funnier, I suppose. I accidentally saw the results of our ultrasound, whether our child was a boy or girl, and my husband and I had agreed not to find out, but I actually knew the whole time. To this day, I've never told him.
She saw it?
She's like, so I ruined the surprise for myself. Yeah. I just took out a few details in there just in case.
How does a gender reveal work? Like, you let the tech see it and they put it in an envelope or something?
Yeah, they can, like, conceal it.
Oh. There's probably the way it usually works. The reason it gets ruined for you is you see if it's a boy, you see the jump.
I hate the sound you just made.
What about the forearm? Did you like that part of it?
I hated that too.
Do you think the text, text in if you are like a, what are they called? The people who
the, it's not the obvious, so it's the,
like the ultrasound.
The ultrasound tech.
Yeah, do they like it or are they annoyed? Like, I'm just trying to think if somebody were coming to our job and like, and don't tell me.
And
it's like, I need you to put it in an envelope and you'd be like,
no, I'm not doing it.
Probably just standard at this point.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mandy?
Yay.
Ruined the surprise. What happened?
So my daughter, my sister was making a gender reveal for her for her pregnancy, and they had everything set. They bought all the decorations and everything. And my daughter got the information. She had it in the envelope. And then one night she just couldn't handle it. So she looked and seen what the gender was. And then she ends up telling me what the gender was. So now I know, she knows, but we had to pretend to everybody else, the friends and family, that we didn't know.
Yeah, why have a party if you're just going to look yourself? What a waste of
money. If your curiosity is going to kill you, then just... So who was the gender reveal for then? Just the guy?
And she... They already had the gender reveal ready and going when she just couldn't handle herself.
Did he find out? Did he know that she knew ahead of time?
Yeah, he knew. I knew, he knew, she knew, but no one else knew.
Just for the,
let's just light a forest on fire.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
If you're looking for factual accounts of things going on in the world, you've come to the wrong place.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I want to compliment everyone. The no's right now have this operatic thing going. Mm. I think we're crushing it. And I don't think I compliment you guys enough.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Nail it in the theme song and get all the facts wrong. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
If you are a reality TV show lover, this news is almost as bad as Scandoval. Does anyone in this room remember Scandoval?
Yes, of
Scandoval.
Course.
Okay, it was
the guy with the mustache.
The worm with the mustache. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
What?
It was on Vanderpump Rules, and he had like a 10-year-long relationship, and he ended up cheating on her with one of the other cast members of the show. So that was a pretty big deal. Well, we're dealing with something somewhat similar. Summer House, which has been on the air for a very long time, and I've somehow
10 seasons.
Yeah, I've managed to never watch it.
Same.
What's its format? Is it Netflix or where is it?
Bravo. Okay. And it's about people who live in New York City, but then during the summer they go from like Thursday to Monday to the summer house in the Hamptons.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. So, I'm gonna go quick and try to explain what's happening. There was a couple named Amanda and Kyle. They were married for many years. Kyle is the scum of the earth. They finally announced they're divorcing. And on the show, on the season that's airing right now, it's actually showing the end of their relationship.
Okay.
Even though we know that they've divorced. So that's great. Then there was West and Sierra. It seems like they dated a bit and then had a bit of an on and off. He's always like flirting with her on Instagram, but they're not technically together.
Okay.
Here's the problem. Sierra and Amanda are best friends as well on the show.
It just
came out that Amanda and West were not public about a relationship. They got caught by someone peeping Tom in her window, which is creepy AF.
What?
So creepy. And there was a lot of speculation over the last few days, but Amanda and West have released like a joint statement on their Instagram stories, which is worse.
Yeah.
It's worse. It's like you're doubling down on like, no, we're this couple. And they said
officially a couple with this Instagram thing?
Kind of. They said, we've seen the growing online speculation. So while this is still very new, we wanted to provide some clarity. It was never our intention to purposefully hide anything. Yes, it was. You were starting to
date. That's your best friend's on again, off again?
Like ex. And he's friends with Kyle. They're all on the same show together. So they all spend weeks together. Anyway, we've shown up for each other as friends over the years through all the highs and lows. What's developed recently was the last thing either of us expected. You have a choice.
You
get to choose whether or not you pursue something. There can be feelings there, but like you don't get to pursue it when you're in the situation you're in.
Is there a cool name for this? Because Scandoval is
amazing.
Dope.
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen one just yet, but text in right now if I'm missing the name for this.
303-222-5423. So this is breaking and it's just,
the statement went up like a few hours ago.
Who on the show isn't scum?
Great question.
Unclear because I don't watch it.
Okay.
seems like a lot of.
But I'm invested.
So Kyle is a piece of.
Kyle decided to be a DJ at like 40.
Easy.
I'll leave it at that. Not even your kind of DJ, man.
What kind?
Like just like a real like a, okay. And he's a
that
a,
is T-Hack's okay. kind of
well,
DJ.
Well, he's a D-back to
I
his
don't
wife.
Know how to tell you this.
His ex-wife.
Rolling to Brothers on a Friday night. He's got one headphone on and the overbite, like the yeah, the Yeah.
Okay.
Good evening. McDonald's has a new golden item starting today.
Okay.
There is a special K-pop Demon Hunters meal.
Oh.
You know how they've done like past things.
They did like a Bad Bunny meal
they
at
did
one
a Bad
point,
Bunny
they?
One. They had...
Travis Scott had one.
A Grinch BTS. One.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Grinch.
Yeah. Yeah, the Grinch one was
What's
so
it gonna
good.
What's it
going to
be?
Well, it comes out today. They have... I'm trying to find where it went.
There goes our fact
They have a show. Breakfast meal.
Oh.
Featuring a spicy McMuffin. I don't know. They have.
She's
I should have.
It.
Oh, they have where... new fries that have a shaker thing. The Grinch one had like the dill pickle thing, so you get another thing for this one.
Okay.
A limited edition sauces. I don't know what they are. There's a Derpy McFlurry.
So do you want to maybe do a follow-up story tomorrow when you actually have that?
Yeah,
let's go get them. And then, yeah, we'll do a follow-up after we eat them.
Oh, I need McDonald's fries now.
Yeah.
Can we go get them right now?
I mean, is
We are doing a show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good. Do you have facts?
I kind of.
Evening. Oh, my God.
My story is about Project Hail Mary. That's that movie that's out with Ryan Gosling where he's
really
like,
good.
He goes to... Have you seen it? You've seen it? Oh, okay. So I have no dog in this hunt. I think the movie looks dumb and I won't watch it. So, but the author...
It looks dumb to you?
Yeah, because it just looks a little... from the preview, it just looks a little cheesy when they're like... He's like, I'm not an astronaut. And he's like, we don't need an astronaut. And you're like, okay.
I think it's better... I haven't seen it, but I think it's better than your thinking.
I bet it's like visually great to watch. Anyways, the author... It was apparently a book. Andy Weir is the guy's name, the author. And he's in trouble because... He was on some podcast and he started talking about Star Trek and he basically said,
oh, what did he say? I did see some blowback.
Kurtzman is the guy who is Alex Kurtzman is doing this new Star Trek stuff. And Andy Weir, this guy who did Project Hail Mary, was like, I pitched him some Star Trek stuff and he rejected me. So bleep him. Basically, he had kind of a like, I don't think his stuff's that good. And he rejected me. So what now? And Star Trek fans are really mad at Andy Weir over this.
I don't
understand. It's like he was rejected, so he's like, and now I did my own thing, and so I don't need you anymore.
Yeah,
Star Trek fans scare me. Though.
Yeah, you don't want to. I'm gonna tell you.
I don't think you cross them.
Yeah, you don't. You don't
Swifties
go against
and Trekkies.
You yeah, don't. I agree. Well,
furries. Did you say furries?
I did not.
No, furries, Trekkies, and who else?
I said Swifties.
Swifties, furries. Okay, furries too.
Okay.
I want to make it clear; those are not all the same thing.
No.
No, they're not. But if you cross any of them,
yeah,
and if you cross all three of them,
right?
No.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
We have a now world famous celebrity coming on the show tomorrow.
Woo. She's always been world famous.
She's even more famous
extra,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
I was shook when I saw Khloe Kardashian post her. I was like, wait, that's our. She's
that's
ours.
Our girl. Yeah.
Lori Loewenberg, who is definitely our girl.
Okay.
The dream expert.
Is that what is she? Not the dream doctor. You're a dream expert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And pinup girl.
Yeah.
Pinup artist.
I think
She's
mostly the dream expert, right?
She made pinups
for Khloe.
I thought the dream expert. It's fine. We'll figure out what her.
She just did Khloe's podcast. Is that what she did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did she analyze Khloe's dreams?
I haven't actually listened to it yet. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to binge it before we have Lori.
So Lori's coming on the show tomorrow. And here's what that means to you. If you have a dream, like you can always call Lori and have her analyze a dream, but it costs a certain amount of money. I don't even know what it is. You get it for free tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
She's also got an app now, right?
She does. Yeah. It'll analyze your dream for you and actually like creates a picture of you in your dream.
Too. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She told me you get 7 days free, too. You don't even need a credit card. So if any of us want to try it.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I just don't remember enough dreams. Do you guys remember a lot?
This, like, past month, I've had way more than I have in, like, the past few years combined.
But you remember them?
I did at one point.
Yeah.
You got to write them down because, like, I wake up.
I know I've texted them to people.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
You got to go back and find them.
Like, yeah. I'll wake up and go, oh, my God. Like, it's just been a cavalcade of exes in my dreams.
That's weird.
But we're not getting back together. It's just like, oh, hey.
Like they're just kind of there.
But then you're like, then I'm like catering to him going, okay, well, I have to do this thing. But like, what do you want to do?
I really want you to ask Lori about this because I'm really interested. I think it means you're ready for a relationship.
Really?
So you're thinking about all of these people who you once had a relationship with.
Wow, it could
be. I think you are ready for a relationship too.
Nobody's more ready than me.
Okay, chill.
Great. I had a dream recently kind of about closure with a friend that had gone awry.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm surprised I haven't had like a lot of wedding nightmares yet. They'll come.
I think you have daytime anxiety about that. So maybe your dreams are like, let's give her a break.
It's been lower.
It has?
It's been lower, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm having dreams about more complex things.
I think you're going to have those dreams maybe just before.
Yeah.
Cause like we've all talked about this on the show before, but like there's a thing. I think every job has it where like you're a cop and you like your gun is stuck in your holster or like you can't get the car to start or whatever it is. And in radio, you have this dream that there is dead air and the board is across a football field full of jello or some quicksand or whatever. And you cannot get across it. And it's just like even if you don't run the board, you have that dream.
Yeah, or a version of it. When I did mornings, I had a lot of like alarm clock dreams because I was always so worried about not being up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's just your brain like tricking you into thinking you did miss it.
Right.
And then you wake up and get all dressed and you're like, oh my God, it's Tuesday or whatever. Like,
Yeah.
So here's what's going to happen. If you want your dream analyzed by Lori, we're going to put up a post.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to DM us, or you can email theslackershow@alice1059.com.
Mm-hmm.
But like probably best to DM us.
Yeah.
The details of your dream and a contact number.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because we'll just put you to the front of the line and let Lori and like the more I don't want like let me just say this. There are certain things that happen in dreams that like we all know. It's like oh, I got something stuck in my teeth. There's something you're not getting off your chest. Right. There's something you need to say to somebody or your teeth falling out. Yeah. Or
so the more twisted obscure, perhaps.
Yeah. Falling. Okay, everyone, dude, it's kind of a trope. Everyone's sure. had the falling dream. Mm-hmm. It needs to be you're falling and your boss is eating a corn on the cob on top of you, riding you like a rodeo. Like some you know what I'm saying?
I would that's love like, to know what's happening something
like
dream.
That. We yeah. need like mm-hmm. we don't want a common dream. We want Lori to work for it. She's had Khloe Kardashian.
Right.
She handled that noise.
By the way. Her drawing of Khloe is yes. insane. I'm so looking good. At it right
she
now.
She did a pinup of
yes.
Khloe?
Yes, she did. It's a mermaid one.
Shut
it's
up.
Very cool. But
you think she'll do a pinup of me?
I don't we know if can we can ask.
She does. She makes everybody look so hot. She can't yeah. do anything with this.
She could.
You think? She give me big old boobs?
I do not want to know.
Okay. So, again, we're putting it everywhere, right? The gram, the book,
yes,
the talk.
DM us at The Slacker Show or email us theslackershow@alice1059.com or text us right this moment and I'll send you a link to do either of those things.
There you go. But she is on the show what time tomorrow?
It'll be at 3 tomorrow.
3 o'clock tomorrow, but we need your dreams today and we'll pick a few of them to get readings from the dream expert, Lori Loewenberg.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming. Start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit Belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Do you think prom still matters?
I think prom has changed then, certainly when you were going.
I triple dog dare you to yeah. finish that.
No, I think it's changed even since like we went. I don't know if cares what? I don't know if I don't know if kids care as much.
I care, kid.
I'm really tired.
Because like when I was growing up, it was that rite of passage.
Right.
Like you had I didn't want to go to prom. I was told I had to go. My parents were like, there's no way. I didn't go to junior prom. I only went to senior prom.
What?
With a gun to my head. I did not want to go.
Why? What's bad about prom?
Like, it is kind of a rite of passage.
Well, what's bad about it, like, that's what we're going to talk about right now. We want to hear your prom stories. And I think there's going to be stories of barf. There's going to be stories of boinkin. There's going to be stories of...
Like a V-card?
For sure, V-cards. There's going to be stories of sneaking substances and just doing like it's a day where you pretend to be an adult when you're nowhere near being an adult.
True.
Like because you dress up like you're grown up. You go to an expensive restaurant that you can't afford. You're in a limousine or something else. And like none of it is real. None
it's
of
so
it.
So funny. I don't think we did limos. We actually did like a dinner at a friend's house before.
You did?
Or no, sorry. They fed us dinner at our prom.
Cool.
I don't think we did. Yeah, it was like a true kind of
so
like
you
a wedding
at the school.
It was like no, it was like at an event space. And
wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I went to 5 proms.
Whoa. What?
I went to all 4.
So
of
you're
mine.
That dude.
All 4? So you went as a freshman?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you have a freshman prom?
No, it was a junior senior prom. I went to. Because we
you
had a
were
very,
dating somebody that old?
No, we had a very small school. So it became just advantageous to like, the more people we ask, the more people will be there.
Oh,
so we had like less than 100 in the whole school. If it's just juniors and seniors,
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, we got 18 kids here. Like, it's
okay.
not,
so yeah, yeah, there yeah. yeah.
And then I was dating a girl who went to another school. So I went to her prom too. That was the 5th one.
Well, but I'm really happy for you, T-Hack.
No, but we did it. It was so small. We had a prom. It was called Promenade, where beforehand you went
into
that's
what prom is short for. By the way.
Is it? Okay. Well, then it was like a whole, you go to the school before dinner in your thing and take pictures at all the different things. And then they announced all the couples.
Oh,
announced everybody?
Yeah. Our next prom going couple is, and then you walked out.
Yeah. And there's only, yeah.
yeah. It was like a big, big deal. And you would stand there and take pictures and then you'd walk down the stage. And
what if you like didn't even know your date?
Well, of course, there's only 100 people. You know everybody.
Yeah.
That's true.
But a girl fell on the stairs once.
Oh.
When they were announcing her
no.
in front
and
of everybody.
Did she laugh?
She was actually, she did, She didn't have a prom. She was not part of a prom going couple. She was by herself and still was like, I'm going to be announced. And then she fell. And then she ran. Glad. She ran. It was.
You just.
Horrible.
Made my day horrible by telling that story.
Yeah, that's.
She had to run through the whole crowd.
If we get any calls like that, I don't think we want those.
That makes me so
uncomfortable.
It's like Carrie, you know, the horror movie. Like they brought her up on stage and just like poured blood on her and did the whole.
Yeah.
But I, like, it makes me sad. Also, I'm like, to you, because I had to ask a guy to my prom. I had to ask a underclassman because I wasn't going to get asked. Oh. And I was the only one of my friends who was not going to get asked. And so I was like, well, I'll just ask this guy who I hardly knew.
Some idiot freshman.
He was a junior. It was the senior prom, so he was a junior. Oh. So it wasn't as bad, but it's like.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
My entire senior year, it was like, well, no one's going to ask Erica to the dances. So I asked a guy from another school to like our homecoming. I went with a friend to Sadie Hawkins.
I know you have some feelings about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make you feel better in a second.
I hope so.
You are. Going to feel great. In the meantime, we'd like you to call with your prom stories. If you had something tragic or something weird happened to you at prom, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. Call or text. Erica, I didn't want to go to prom.
Right.
Had I asked people to go to prom, no one would have gone to prom with me because I was a nerd.
Wait,
I was a giant
solo?
Nerd. So one of the guys in my band, Rob, Big Rob, still somewhere in Colorado, I believe.
Yeah.
Gave me his girlfriend to take to prom. I took Carrie Johnson, who I think might be missing, and it wasn't my fault.
What?
No, she didn't go missing then. One of the times when we've talked about this before, people are like, dude, you know no one's talked to her in a long time. And like, I think she was like, I don't know. I don't know where she is. Maybe she just moved and didn't want anybody to know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But then, so I'm just taking pictures. Like prom should be this nervous relations tension the whole time. It's like, am I going to round first, second, third, or all the way home?
Sure.
Whatever. This is my friend's girl. This is like his girlfriend. Like you had to ask a junior. I had to have a hand-me-down prom date.
I know, but this junior basically just had to go with me.
They didn't have to. This girlfriend had to go with me.
Yeah.
Rob is a huge dude. He looked like Conan the Destroyer, and he's like, you're going with him.
Just so you know, this doesn't make me feel better.
It should make you feel like I'm a bigger loser
sad.
Than you.
No, it's and just... And I don't understand how you were a loser. You're so not a loser
but
now.
I was just a dork in high school. I was just a complete dork. I hadn't come out yet as a musician.
Oh my God.
Like
I was
hadn't,
like what? Are you
no, I
hadn't
done the like did, once I was out on a stage and all of a sudden then people were like, oh wow, he's like different. But like
maybe we could get some like fun prom stories.
I have kind of a fun one.
Okay.
That almost erupted in violence.
Sure.
Fast forward years later, we were playing somewhere in Denver, like the Paramount or somewhere downtown Denver. And we were waiting for our set. So me and the band were like walking along and there was a prom at the Tabor Center.
Okay.
And my drummer and my bass player ran to the windows and screamed because it was just like you could see the prom. And they were like ogling the girls inside.
Gross.
And they screamed, look, this is terrible. I don't even know why I'm telling you.
I don't know why you are either.
It's just one of my favorite prom memories because I wasn't involved in it. They're like, look, virgins. They screamed that as they ran to the windows, not realizing that lining the street were all the parents taking pictures of their kids inside the prom. I will say, I don't remember which one of them got hit the most times. There were fisticuffs.
Okay.
Because the parents were like, that is not funny. Those are our daughters.
Oh.
It's not.
Me and the lead singer just hanging back, watch the whole thing happen.
Okay. Okay.
I have a happy one. Our post prom was at...
Of course you do.
It was at the high school afterwards. And so the teachers would put it on. It was like 1 year was like a casino theme or whatever. So they had little games, card games and stuff that you could play. But the teachers are just there waiting for the kids to show up. And they're drinking.
The teachers are?
Yes, of course. You get... Because it's like midnight when you show up and they've already been getting after it.
So your teachers are hammered and you're not supposed to be?
Right, exactly.
And were you guys?
We actually weren't, no.
Yeah.
Because they checked their breathalyzers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. We had it. You couldn't leave and come back. That was like...
That rule too.
Yeah. The teachers
Nobody
were...
Nobody can sneak it in. Nobody got... That's what who I want to talk to. People who snuck it in. Somebody
I wonder if that was happening at my school. I was so by the book enough that I had no idea that could be happening.
Because we were nerds.
I wasn't a nerd, though.
You were. You had to ask a junior.
The boys just didn't like me because I was annoying.
Nerd. Okay. If you've got, if I haven't ruined it, we'd like to hear your non-violent but still kind of fun prom stories. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your prom story that went not so great. But not as bad as our pathetic proms. Ooh, pathetic prom.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Mike?
Yai.
Prom. What happened?
So it was actually on my birthday. My birthday always fell on prom weekend.
Oh, boy.
And after prom was over, my girlfriend and I went to an after party with some friends. And I had a curfew, so I had to go home at like midnight or so. But my girlfriend stayed out to party. And come to find out, 2 months later, I found out that my girlfriend...
No.
His phone dropped out.
What'd you do?
Your girlfriend what?
One of those guys.
Oh, wait. She did what?
She hooked up with two of my friends the night I left after prom.
Two of them? And then you didn't find out for months?
Same time.
I don't know what to say to that.
Okay.
Mike, can you just come to the studio because you need a hug, dude.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
She didn't even think to call you to be the third?
Okay.
No, she was the third.
Yes,
I know. I'm understanding.
Okay. Tiak, will you help me with the details on this one? Let me draw. Yeah. Do I do that? It's like, all right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. That's horrifying. Marge?
Yes.
Prom, what happened to you?
So I moved here to Colorado, to Longmont, like you, when I was a freshman in high school.
Okay.
And my senior year of high school, my friend called me up and invited me out to the prom I should have been going to in Illinois. So I ended up traveling cross country to go to prom.
Wow. Was it worth it?
It was so worth it. I got to stay with my best friend, who's been my best friend for 40-something years now. And I went with this wonderful kid, Tim Smith, who is still a wonderful guy and has a great family and things going on in Illinois these days. But it was a spectacular time to get to reconnect with friends that I hadn't seen in 4 years.
I think she's just trying to pick the curve up from where we've left
it. I feel better now. I do. And I'm happy for Tim Smith.
There's three ways and terrible things, but all right, thank you,
Marge.
You guys
were so nice to her.
Yeah, no, that was great.
Because you're like, I went to five, you guys suck.
She went across the country. She booked a flight for prom.
Lisa?
Yay.
Prom.
The three of us went together because it was my ex-boyfriend.
Wait, are you Mike's girlfriend?
Nobody had dates. Nobody. So we had to go together. Ex-boyfriend, best friend, and me.
Okay.
And so after the party, we were stayed the night, all of us at the party house. And I woke up the next morning, and my best friend confesses that she hooked up with my ex-boyfriend.
Was it your current boyfriend at the time?
No, we were exes.
Oh.
Well, I don't know.
It gets foggy, you know, at prom night.
It's prom seems fun. I should go.
No.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Prom.
Yay.
What's your prom story?
So I was, I had a great prom, and then afterwards there was this party that was a few blocks from my parents' house, you know, where I lived, so my house. Mm-hmm. And there was this big punch bowl in the center. I never drank any, but when my friends did, and then he was acting all weird, and I was like, oh my gosh, I think they spiked the punch.
Of course they did. It's prom. Yeah,
wait, sorry.
What are you
like,
talking
about? With alcohol or like?
With what else? Fentanyl? What?
No, I think it was just alcohol. But anyway, he was like, he didn't know he was drunk. I don't know if he'd ever been before. And then he was like, all right, I got to go home. And I was like, no. So I took his car keys. I was like, you're not driving. And so I ended up saying, like, here, you can spend the night at my parents' house. So we walked to my parents' house. And then we got there and we got inside. But then he, like, grew up in the hallway.
Probably like bright red.
You know. Oh, it's so punch like, colored for what? Sure.
Who's drinking that much punch thinking it's not
if you
spiked?
Don't have an alcohol tolerance, you're just like, you know what I mean?
If you, I know, but like you have one cup of punch if it's not alcoholic.
Yeah.
You're not having four.
Also, I don't know.
Okay, Erin and her sugar.
I don't know.
My daughter's not old enough to go to prom, but she shows up with a guy after prom.
Like, a barf machine guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm keeping him safe.
Yeah, that's lovely. Thank you, Stephanie. Jenny?
Yay.
Yay. Prom. What happened?
Well, it's the reason I don't drink gin and orange juice. Ooh. Ever.
Because it sucks.
You got to have a good reason for that.
Yeah. So, and I won't even tell you how old I am, but it's been more than a decade.
Okay.
So post-prom party was in the high school. And so my boyfriend at the time and I went up into the high school proper and we were in the audio visual room.
Ooh, yeah.
Getting it on.
Girls of you.
Yeah. And we were totally, you know, getting it on. And we got busted. And the teacher, I was like the teacher's pet. And I was so mad. They gave me like 6 months detention.
6 months? That's the whole school year,
yeah,
basically.
Wait, but you're like, it's prom. Like, you're almost at the end.
But seriously, now that I'm older, I'm like, they should have totally tried to throw me out of school.
So why are you blaming the gin? The gin is the reason you went up to the AV room?
I think just being a teen is the reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just prefacing that I do not drink gin and orange juice, period, because of prom. And
okay.
It's been a decade.
Gross.
So did they catch you? I don't want to get graphic, but I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
Did they catch you in, like fully getting after it?
There were some bums in the air, like we just didn't care.
There were some bums.
What high school was this?
Okay.
All right, I think we have all the information we need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, Erica thinks she's smarter than the experts, so let's hear it. These are people from Princeton who've...
Well, I didn't see that part.
Oh.
She's from Princeton.
That was good.
That was good.
That was really good.
That was.
Princeton says there is one personality trait that determines 82% of your reputation.
Great.
Oh, you're not so confident anymore.
I'm still pretty confident. So they're saying that one thing is charisma, which they break down to be a mix of warmth, which is likability and trust, and competence, which is confidence and ability. And yes, while that may be your first impression of someone, your reputation is not going to be based on your charisma. If you were a bad dude, your charisma is not going to save you. And I'm pointing at Slacker because you're very charismatic.
Thank you.
Gross. But like,
do you really think I am? Because you've said that to me before, and I don't think I am.
Yeah, it's.
I think I'm a
maddening.
Nerd. I'm a nerd.
He
though.
He goes out in public and he like puts on a hat.
It's not. I what?
You put on a hat?
What? Willy Wonka? I'm like, and I trip over my cane.
Oh my god! Somersault. Yeah.
What?
No, it's like you. I think you think you're a nerd.
Hold on. Then you're saying. If you're saying that, then you're saying I fake charisma.
No, I
is
think
what
you
you're saying because I put on a charismatic hat. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I think charisma is how you act in public, right? Wouldn't you guys say like how you act with people that maybe you don't know super well?
And people are drawn to you. I will back up Erica on that.
Yeah.
You draw people in big time.
What show am I on right now?
Oh, it's called The Slacker Show.
I know. Okay. No.
You only get that title if you've got the charisma.
But you guys are normally very mean to me. And this feels almost, or is charisma bad? And there's a like an intervention coming on at the end of this.
No.
Slacker, we're jealous.
I wish I had that kind of charisma. I shut down more in, like, I'm not someone who's like, I don't know that person. Hey, how's it going? What's the haps?
Like, do you like my hat?
Yeah. Have you asked
him? He does move his shoulders like that. He does a little.
Oh my God, shimmier. What are you talking about?
No, but
I don't think I'm like that.
You're very out there when you're in, and I mean this positively, stop. You're like a magnet.
It's almost like you know the moment is going to be awkward, so someone has to release the tension, so you just do it.
Oh, I definitely do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I hate awkward.
Erica might shut down and like...
Okay.
I just let it be awkward. Yeah. I'm like, that's none of my problem.
I can't have that.
Yeah.
I'm going to push through that for sure.
Yeah. One of my closest friends told me that she was explaining me to her other friends, and she was like, yeah, she's like awkward in a good way. And I was like, oh, thanks for that. So that's my charisma.
So you think you're the opposite of charismatic?
Well, I didn't say
no,
that.
No, but I mean, if you're awkward, because here's the thing. I don't think, warmth, likability, and trust. I don't think you think of trust when you think of me.
But I kind of do.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
I think we all put a lot of trust in you every single day because we come here and we kind of bare our souls. And you could be a butthead about it, or you can help carry us.
But I was thinking just in the global sense, like, do people think of me? I think there's a view of me on the radio that probably thinks I wouldn't trust my wife with them. You know what I mean?
You think you're that much of a baller?
No, I don't. I think, but because it's not true. But I think there's a perception of me that may be untrustworthy.
But this is exactly why I don't agree with Princeton. Because they're like, 82% of your reputation is based on your charisma.
Okay.
But then you're saying that maybe people don't view you as trustworthy and that outweighs your reputation. I think that I get a reputation for like being difficult. But I don't think you would.
Which you're really not.
Like, right. And I don't think you would gather that from a first time meeting me.
We're in a totally different area than I thought we were going to talk about, but I kind of like it. You know, like they say the TV adds 10 pounds or whatever. I think radio adds, like it boils you down to a trait that might not actually be yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I do call you princess. So I think people think of you as just like super difficult, but you're not.
Yeah, tell them, man.
I mean, I don't think anybody's, again, I'm not trustworthy, so you don't have to believe what I'm saying, but people have this perception of you because the radio has boiled you down to.
Yes.
And they think of T-Hack. Oh my God, we have to do.
I know, I'm so curious like what they've boiled Aaron and T-Hack down to. Because they've boiled you down to like kind of being a
egotistical. A D-bag.
I don't do boiled. Fried, but.
This is crazy. And I think you guys may back. I'm not egotistical.
No, you're not.
Not at all.
I'm the exact opposite, but I have to blow that up on the air a little bit.
Yeah, it's just that like. The show is named after
you. I didn't want the show named this.
I know.
I swear I didn't. Okay, so what is... Aaron's going to be difficult.
I think I'm easier. I don't know what hack is.
What do you think you are?
Everyone thinks I'm nice, but I'm a bitch.
Okay, I agree.
Oh my God, me too.
Oh my God. What just happened? How did you agree? Oh my God. HR is standing outside.
What? I think that a B word, I won't, send the bleep team running. I think she's a B word more in the sense of like, she's a lot like tougher.
I've been through so much.
Whereas people are like, sweet Erin. And I'm like, wow, that's interesting.
You don't know Erin if you think she's sweet.
Totally. That's what I mean by
that's what I'm saying. Like, we know Erin. And I think people driving around are like, it's just like you. It's like, oh my God, Erin is such a B. I'm sorry, Eric is such a B. And Erin's so nice. And it's like, Wow, have you got that wrong? You don't understand. Your radio needs fixed. You've got it backwards. I am so afraid of Aaron.
Yeah, same.
Like, we're having confession here.
Right, yeah.
Like, she stares the crap out of me.
I know. Don't make eye contact, man.
Okay, so
T-Hack.
What have we boiled T-Hack down to?
Do you have an idea?
I don't know.
Like, when people meet you, though, either. Don't they think... Most people ask me about you, and they just think you're... I don't know the right word.
Like boring?
No.
I've heard before that they thought I was like scrawny, kind of nerdy, like because you kind of pick on me or whatever. And so they think I'm a lot bigger than what people think.
They might think you're little,
like,
yes.
Yeah, I'm like just...
And nerdy because of the puns.
Yeah.
And like so I've the heard lists. That. Sorry.
Yeah.
What are they?
The rankings. I don't know what... I think we're going to need help with this one.
Yeah, I don't know because I think everyone knows you're a family man that's like a solid...
Yeah, and so quality. Then that would be the radio projecting the correct thing.
Yeah.
Because you're not blowing up a part of you that's not real. You're actually... Like, if he was coming on the air every day going like, oh my God, I love my wife and my kids or whatever, and it's like, all right, I'm going to head to Shotguns and bang some strippers. Right. And it's like, Aaron does that.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Slacker Show.
Alice. 5-9. I have a little game that will make Erica uncomfortable. Yay.
Yay.
I would like to test to see who in this room is the survivor. Who's going to die? Who's going to
You
live?
Wouldn't believe it, but I have pretty good instincts in an emergency.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You think? So if like,
well, I know because I was in a situation once.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear it, Princess. What happened?
I was in a turned out to be false shooting in an airport. And I did not think twice, my friend. A guy was running through and he said, he's got a gun. And I said, see ya. I think I leapt over people. And I ran out onto the tarmac.
Women and children. Shoved children down.
I'm women, so. No, I don't think they were. I don't think there were children present. I ran onto the tarmac, and somehow I was like the third person out the door. I was much further from the door than most people. So I'm just
you
saying.
Just.
I book it, man.
Okay.
Could be good, could be bad.
And. Yeah. What?
Is it a good instinct? Because it turned out to be nothing.
Oh, no, you were, like, already in another state. The entire airport got evacuated. Yes. Okay. No, I didn't just go running onto the tarmac going
running into the tarmac.
Onto the tarmac when there are planes also going down.
I've also called 911 in emergencies before. Ooh. Moved quick. I hardly remember doing it.
So here's what I got. Everyone needs to keep their hands off their computers. You're not allowed to look up things during this little quiz. And I don't know how long this is going to go.
Oh, good.
But I have different scenarios. And you just tell me what your gut instincts are. And I'll figure out who's going to live and who's going to die.
This is dark.
This is kind of dark. But it's also, at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you the right thing to do.
Okay.
Okay. So then if these things happen to you, like, you'll know what to do. Like, for example, one of them is... You're like Bear Grylls. You know who that is, right?
Yeah,
the dudes who they just drop off in the middle of nowhere. This is a pretty simple one. But he's just like, oh, there's some squirrel meat here. And he's like, should you eat things like Bear Grylls? Eat raw things like Bear Grylls does? Yes or no?
I thought he always cooked it.
Doesn't always.
Oh, my answer is no.
Just, okay.
Yeah.
Just flat out. Don't do what Bear Grylls does. Even though he's Bear Grylls, you're like a no. I'm not trying to talk you out of it.
I am a no.
Okay. Before she explains.
I'm a no. I'm too picky.
If it's not from...
if it's not Culver's lying around.
Where's the salt?
Okay. And Aaron?
I'm a no. I would have to cook it for sure.
See, now I gave you this softball win. They're saying, unless you're Bear Grylls. And you understand bacteria levels in things, the poison levels. Does this animal eat those berries?
Yes, the berries. That's what I was thinking of.
Don't do it.
Great.
Don't do it.
Okay.
All right. So they get more difficult from
guys,
here.
We're gonna live.
Everyone's going to live. Who has money on who's going to die here? Who do you think is going to die amongst the three of you?
I think it's me.
Unfortunately, maybe, because he's just...
I'm not going to live. I said I just wouldn't eat anything. I would just...
Okay, but it's not always that. Here we are. We're out in the middle of nowhere, miles from civilization, no cell phone service, and your car breaks down.
Okay.
Are we hiking out or are we staying with the car?
There's like no one around?
There's no one around.
Do I have water?
I know. I have so many other questions. Is it desert?
You have
a
limited amount of water. You might have enough to get hiked out, but you might, you're sitting there wondering.
Is the Culver's in walking distance?
Dude, I think you've got a better shot of being rescued by going somewhere or staying put?
I think I'm staying put.
Okay.
Mostly because I do always make sure I have water on long road trips.
I imagine your car is just so full of things. There's probably blankies.
Got some snacks.
There's definitely food.
Yeah.
Because your fear of being without food is like...
A couple sustenance snacks and water. Yeah.
But those sustenance snacks could also help you hike it out.
This is true. But I'm going to stay put.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the right answer is stay put.
I would stay put because then I would have like cover. I could stay in the car and sleep if I needed.
Do any of you have any additional ideas before I tell you the right answer? If you're going to stay put, are you going to do anything else?
I mean, I would want to like try to set up something that makes me more visible, but I don't know what it would be.
Okay.
Put the radio to 105.9 and...
Yeah, listen to all just Slacker Show.
Yeah.
Let's go. I think if you're in the middle of nowhere, you're not going to get it. Maybe try the Odyssey app.
Okay.
You all are going to live.
Oh!
Staying with your vehicle is the right thing to do. Wow. I would have hiked out.
We know.
But because if no one's coming, how's anyone going to come?
Because if you wait long enough, someone will pass.
here's the real key that they say. Take your tires off of your car because it's disabled.
Ooh.
And light them on fire.
There you go.
That's funny. I was going to say start a fire.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd be able to do that easily.
If you could get a fire lit, great. But like a fire is just like white smoke. It's not going to do anything. But tires burning, you can see that from space.
Oh.
So if you got four tires burning right there, they're going to find
one
you.
One and let it.
No, I would go for it. I think I would light all four tires.
Okay. How do you get a tire off of a car? Who's doing
We've
that?
We just now figured out that T-Hack is dead.
No, I wouldn't know how to do that either.
You're in the cold. You're freezing. And you've now got a chunk of skin that's frostbitten.
Mm.
Your friend says, rub on it and make it warmer. You can warm it back up with friction to get the blood flowing to that area again. Rub away or leave it alone, T-Hack.
Leave it alone and eat my friend. Or is it not that drastic yet?
Light your friend on fire for a signal fire.
Okay.
Okay, so you're leaving it alone.
I feel like I would rub it. I would be so... I've never seen a frostbitten skin. I don't even know where...
You haven't?
No, I don't think so.
Don't look it up.
I feel like I would
be messing with it. You should look it up. I'm going to allow you to get on your computer now that you've answered.
Look it up.
Look up frostbitten skin. Aaron?
I would leave it alone.
Did he leave it alone or did he rub it? He's rubbing it. Yeah, he was rubbing it.
He said I would rub it. I would leave it alone because if you're going to rub it, you're going to make every other parts cold.
Not correct, but you should, in fact, leave it alone.
Why?
It says if you rub it, you literally tear the skin and tissues off of your body.
It is basically
dead skin. You need to bring it slowly back to life.
Yeah.
So if you're in trouble, you go to your friend and you tuck your extremities into their armpits.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm feeling a little frostbitten now, Slacker.
Okay.
Do you guys want to keep going to figure out if you're going to survive?
I guess, but did T-Hack just die?
T-Hack is the closest to death.
What about a blow? What about a...
What about a what now?
You know?
Let's start with the armpit, shall we? Okay. All right, I have a few more survival tips next.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
So, we, the Slacker Show, are looking for a new producer. T-Hack perished in the last break.
This is like in high school when you would do simulations. Or not high school, maybe more like middle school.
We never did this. What kind of simulations?
It'd be like in fourth grade, so not even middle school, we did like the gold rush simulation and you would like have a little family and you'd make decisions every day and you would see how much money you made and how much gold you panned.
Oh, really?
And you had like a different name and then at the end you'd dress up from that era and you'd come to school. No.
We had Ameritown. Ameritown is really cool here.
That's probably a simulation.
It is. It's a whole town and you go there and like you're the shop owner and you're the DJ and you're the like whatever.
Yeah. I never got to do it.
Really?
Can you go as adults?
I think.
Can you go just pretend to be an adult?
If you're the Ameritown people and you would allow us to come and do a Slacker Show day.
Oh, wow.
I want to
interact with the children.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd be violating some restraining orders, but I think we could probably.
Okay.
All right. What we're actually doing is some survival situations and seeing if you would make the right decisions. Mm-hmm. Like if your car is stranded, do you get out and hike or do you stay there? Stay there.
And
stay
burn
there, stay
your
there.
Tires.
Burn your tires. You got frostbitten skin. Mm-hmm. This is where T-Hack is dead. He's rubbing it. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to just throw it in your friend's armpits.
Yeah, I had eaten my friend, so that was...
Right, you really failed. They're no longer warm if you eat them.
There is a shark approaching you. What do you do?
I think it's Aaron's turn to go first.
Yeah, it is Aaron's turn to go first.
I'm debating, do we know what type of shark? Because that kind
of
changes
some of the
it.
Things to do. You've heard.
Punch it in the eye. You can try to. There's so many like kind of dumb things.
Dumb?
Like,
or life-saving?
I don't know because there's so many different things.
Let's take punch it. Do you want to punch
a shark in the eye?
Do you want to punch the shark?
I feel like you might be able to do something before it gets that close, but I don't know. You don't want to pretend to be dead. That's not going to do anything. I don't know. I'm going to go for punches in the eye.
Aaron's punching the shark in the eye. Okay. Erica?
I think being pretty still.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I will also punch it because I feel like there's little
you
I can do.
I'm so sorry. You definitely don't want to splash around because that makes you a better target.
Right. But punching it, if you don't get it right in the right spot, it's pissed.
Is it?
Do you believe
it's
not going out like that? All right? Do you think that anybody in the studio has enough strength to punch a shark enough to get
I've
it mad?
I've been training, man.
Here's what they say. The experts say a shark is moving at about 25 miles per hour. Try punching something moving 25 miles per hour. You're a dead man, and mostly you're hand feeding it your arm.
Okay.
The key is to maintain eye contact with the shark.
Oh, so like paddle backwards slowly
it's
while
like
looking
at
make
it. Eye contact, slowly back away, and Aaron was right. Do not thrash.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I said remain still.
Thrashing makes it seem like a wounded something on the surface, and they're like, dinner time.
They're like, cool, it's wounded. I'm going to go finish
correct.
It off.
So try to be still. And look at that. So,
and then if it gets close enough, you punch it.
No, you like. What are you going to do to a shark's nose or eye?
Aren't the eyes on the side of its head? How do you
kind of make like, it so stupid to think? But we've all been told that, have we not?
Yeah,
have we not? It was the first instinct for everybody in this room to go. Oh yeah, man, you just punch that bad boy right in the
hold
eye.
On. You strike first.
I did not say I was going to punch it.
Okay.
I'm just going to get eaten.
Okay, but you might have lived on that one.
I might have.
But the two of them are definitely dead.
Or they've lost an arm.
I just love the idea of maintaining eye contact with a shark.
Yeah.
You're just like, not. Hey.
And you're just right like here, slowly man. Like, yeah. I'm going to back away.
You're in Florida.
Woo!
Oh, guys. Sorry. Okay. And there's a gator.
Ugh. Oh, geez, dude. Big fear. Not my worst.
You're going to run away from said gator. I'm going to tell you right now, running away is the answer. Do you run straight or do you run in a zigzagging pattern? Let's go back to Erica.
I believe you run zigzag because they cannot turn quickly.
Hmm. Okay.
Hack, did you want to go? Or
yeah, you punch it. I think. I go zigzag because I feel like it's hard for them to turn. So right, once you get them going, I don't even know that you just zig once. Just get them going away and then just go the other way as fast as you can.
I think that's a lie that we've been told and you run straight. Have you seen them do the death roll? I'm not going to try to compete with anything that can
have
move that fast.
Have you seen them move in general?
Here is the correct answer. And with a score of -3, Hack is a dead man.
Oh, no.
The zigzag pattern, yeah, they can turn because they can do the death roll.
I don't think I've seen a death roll.
They can go, when they get something, they take it underwater. Kill you.
Yeah.
They just roll around and sometimes get you caught in things that are underwater so you drown.
Oh,
and then
my
they leave
God.
You there to eat you later.
But that's not turning on the land.
Here's the deal.
Rolling in
they
the-
can absolutely, they kind of do that. They can only run in short bursts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you run straight, you're farther away from them. If you zigzag, you haven't gone anywhere.
Ooh.
You are gator chow.
The problem, I can only run in short bursts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I think I ruined my own birthday.
What?
No. So I'm like a really big birthday person. I love birthdays. I love my birthday. I love other people's birthdays. I think it's great to celebrate like being alive, right?
You do?
What?
Wait, which part is that in reference to?
I've said this, sorry if you've heard it before. I think your birthday should be Mother's Day. I think you like, Mother's Day shouldn't be a day in May. Mother's Day for TX should be May 1st. That's the day your mom became a mom to you. Like that on your birthday, you didn't do squat all you did was pop out of your mom. That's the day you should call your mom, send your mom flowers. So if your mom had four kids, she should have four Mother's Days.
I've never heard you say this, and I love this idea.
This is like Mother's Day shouldn't be in May.
Why hadn't you told me this like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, no, this is, I just always thought like, what did you do on your, like every year we're like, there I did it. It's like, what'd you do? You just didn't die.
But it's not.
Congrats.
That's not what I view birthdays as. Birthdays are like reflecting on the year past and looking forward to the year ahead.
I guess it's just where I get sideways with it is like, celebrate me on this day. And I'm like, you're celebrating me on the day where that woman did all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Like yeah, the I first get that. Time, it's like, I didn't do like, oh, remember March 28th? Woo. It's like, yeah, man, she probably went through some crap. Call my mom.
I also like, get weird like around me, birthdays because, you know, it's the another year around the sun or whatever. But I'm also like, we already celebrated the year on New Year. So what, like, I get very weird in that way, too.
Sorry, we're ruining everything you wanted to talk about here.
Well, I was talking about ruining my own birthday. I guess you piled on.
No, I'm just.
What's so wrong with celebrating all you've done in the past year once a year? It's not like a size.
Is that what you do? Do you actually do that?
Like reflect and look forward?
Yes.
Yeah, I like cried because I'm like, the next year is hopefully going to be the biggest year of my life. There's so many things that we have a lot coming that, yeah. You know what? I don't like the use of that word.
Wedding first.
You're planning on having-
wedding first and then... Anyway,
there's a video from this.
About.
Really check the captions, okay? Mm-hmm. Make sure spelling is...
Yep.
A lot of O's in
I
this
got
here
your boss.
Thing.
All I was saying was...
Okay, sorry.
Unfortunately this year, but also fortunately because I had so much fun, I went on like a four-day just run. Like a four-day... shoot off the cliff.
For sure there were people from AA just kind of in the fringe going, mm-hmm. Let's watch her a little more closely than right. We have in other years.
Let's see how the next day transpires, right?
When someone walks up to you and says, here's a Coors Light, maybe this will help.
Yeah.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Right, yeah. And that happened right after me realizing... I that happened right after I shed some tears on my actual birthday because I was having so much anxiety regarding the celebrations the day before that I literally looked at Dane and was like, did I do anything dumb? Did I say anything dumb? And he's like, one, you remember everything. And I was like, yes.
Well then,
but I couldn't shake like the feeling that something bad had happened.
Really?
Because I think I live my day-to-day life pretty like routine and regimented and, you know, eat well, work out, do all the things, get your steps in, whatever. And then I just sent it off a cliff for a couple days.
Yeah, like Thelma and Louise, like full throttle, mm-hmm. Like off the cliff.
Exactly. It was,
I will say this. I don't think you did, like from what I saw of you.
Sure.
I think you did great.
Great.
Because there was even a time where like, myself and our big boss bum rushed your party.
Sure did.
On my day.
that you technically weren't invited to. Yes, you are. I just didn't expect to see you.
So, and we showed up and kind of sat in the middle of your table.
Mm-hmm.
So two of your actual friends, not uninvited guests, mm-hmm. were ostracized. And like Mike and Maddie, I think is who they were.
Yeah.
Were at the end of the table and got zero. Like it was like, Michael and Micah, myself and our big boss, took over the middle of the table. So these two friends of hers got sent to the end of the table. Like they were in Erica, Siberia.
Yeah. Okay. The star is here.
Yes,
I was like, down.
I'm in the middle of the table, everyone.
I'm wondering if maybe someone else ruined my birthday.
No.
It was his birthday.
You're right.
Thank you.
You're right.
No, but you got up.
Yeah.
You made a point of like, you came and you're like, scoot that way.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then you sat with them. You came down to Siberia.
Okay.
And you talked to them. So I don't think.
So I didn't do anything wrong.
I think you did great.
Okay. Great. No, this has to be a thing. People get, don't you guys like ever get a little anxious?
That
even
you,
though just generally also on your birthday, you're like, oh my God, so much happened. The year ahead.
I will say this. I don't think I answered everybody's texts.
Ooh.
And it's weird. This year was very different. I got, like, in past years, I get like 15 texts, you know, sure, from like the core five group of friends that I have and then some French people. Mm. It was hundreds of texts this year. It was wild.
Is that because we posted on Instagram?
It could be, or just that we've been out more and I've made more, given my number out to more people or whatever. But there were people, it was like, there was times where there was like 10 texts in a row and I'm like, well, that one's from Josh and Josh is coming over in a little bit, so I got to answer him. And like, oh, that one's from T-Hack. I got to, like, he's on the show. I can't ostracize. But you know what I'm saying. But like, and then it's like, there's probably two or three people that I didn't answer. And like, what do I do? Do I answer them now? It's been days. It's been.
And then like, next year you get the text again and you realize you never answered the one from the year before.
Yes. So what, I mean, I don't, I think I did ruin my birthday. I think there's some people out there.
We're a mess, man.
There's one little wrinkle of this. I can't believe I haven't thought to bring this up on the air. There's somebody who's going to hate me when I say this. If you called me on my birthday, I just want you to know something, because there were several of you. Who the f*** do you think you are?
Oh,
I have. Yeah. I have. Listen to me.
What?
Do we talk on the phone? No, we don't.
Yeah.
I don't. There are maybe three people on planet Earth I'll answer a phone call from.
Your children. And
if you ain't one of them, why are you calling me? And all day, it's like, boot, boot. I'm like, are you kidding me? Do not call me.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
No, I feel like, because it's like, oh, I got an hour to kill. Let me FaceTime Slacker on his birthday. You're like, it's my birthday.
Leave me alone.
I'm doing what I want to do.
You can text me and I'll get back to you, or I won't. But when you call, I am so sorry to take over this whole thing.
No, that's okay. Is this weird? So interesting. I had many, many calls. But they were mostly my siblings and the kids and...
But you answer phone calls.
No, only from them, really.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If it's from them...
I guess someone weird tried to call me, and thank God. They would have got... I was having an anxiety breakdown. There was...
If you're one of those people, you now know, don't ever, ever call me again.
Sorry, boss.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I have a story that Erica's going to hate because she's going to be actively involved in it.
Oh.
And I have a story. Before you commit a crime, do your research. Study up, kids. I'm telling you.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Missouri.
Missouri!
Kansas City, Missouri. Yep, there was a man who was breaking into a car in a parking lot, trying to steal it, and he got in. Okay. He's driving away. Oh. The problem is the owner of that car was at a nearby restaurant enjoying a meal with her friends.
Okay.
The owner of the car also happens to have played defensive tackle for the Kansas City Glory in the Women's National Football Conference.
I'm sorry.
For 5 years.
Okay.
So she's no stranger to physical.
What position?
She was a defensive tackle.
Yeah, that's not going to go well.
No. So she saw this guy get in her car.
Okay.
She got on the line of scrimmage.
Oh, boy.
She charged the subject, performed a textbook tackle.
Oh, nice.
He kind of crashed into a pole. She, like, pulled him out of the car.
Yeah, no.
I was like, sorry, he was in the car.
Okay. Yeah, no, but she's...
He was scared, for sure, as she was coming toward him. She pinned him to the ground until the police arrived.
Nice.
She had him just pinned there.
A little bit of research.
Exactly. The man finished with 0 yards. He's 0-for-1. And he's doing some time.
Oh, I love that story. Yeah.
Any other car in the parking lot.
Any other car.
Yeah.
My story, also not from Florida. But it is from California.
Oh, California. Oh, my gosh.
So I got a dude that was windsurfing.
Yes, of course.
During whale season. So he was riding around on his windsurfing board and realized he was running straight into a whale.
This where I come in.
Yep.
Ooh.
There it is. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Aaron also speaks whale.
I think so.
Yeah.
We need to find his son.
He said he had reduced his speed greatly because he'd seen some whales in the area, but then one popped right up in front of him and he slammed right into the whale.
Oh, well, hold on. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Turns out it didn't hurt the whale.
You don't
say. He was not doing so well. They are both okay, but yeah, do not windsurf in California during whale season. Any other comments? Those were all the stupid people we could find. Thank you for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.